I know it doesn't seem like it, but Joe Biden is still technically the president of the United States. And his senior caretaker, Jill, must be getting extremely upset that the White House staff is no longer allowing him to pretend like he is in charge. And so, surprisingly, yesterday they allowed him in front of the cameras to read a brief statement off of a teleprompter, which he still is actually capable of doing. But as usual, he forgot the final instruction, and instead of getting up and walking away, he sat at the desk smiling while the media started asking him questions that they, you know, deserve answers to.
May God protect our troops.
See, they can't put in the teleprompter, stand up and leave, otherwise he'll read that out loud. So that's on his note card, but he forgot about that. This man is the supposed leader of the free world. And look at the size of that desk. They must be trying to humiliate him. So now a staff member finally comes over to escort him out of the room. Just like Obama had to escort him off of the stage after that big celebrity fundraiser. Come on, old Joe, let's go get you some ice cream. The special at the White House ice cream parlor is chocolate chip today. And everybody knows that Kamala Harris won't take questions from the media because if she doesn't have a teleprompter script in front of her to read, then she sounds like a buffoon. And so her staff has come up with a new tactic to try to insulate her from the press, and that is pretending to be on the phone. You can see, but just wait for it. So there she's got her earpiece in, and she's pretending like she's on an important phone call. This is the next leader of the free world, according to the Democrats, but just wait for it. I mean, at least she is able to walk up the stairs without stumbling like old Joe. But now, look, so she has her earphones in, her earbuds in, but she's holding the phone up to her ear. She can't even pretend properly that she's on the phone. But even when she's reading a teleprompter, which is actually one of the few skills that she has, thanks to her staff carefully crafting the propaganda pieces for her, she still can't get her pandering right. Here she is in Detroit, putting on the most ridiculous fake Southern accent you could possibly imagine.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
And here she is giving the same speech to a non-predominantly black audience, sounding like a normal person.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
And because she adopts a different accent, depending on which group she's pandering to at the moment, that sparked this hilarious meme, the Kamala CNC.
It's just reasonable. I support the Second Amendment, but it's reasonable to say we need an assault weapons ban.
Yeah, I support the Second Amendment, y'all.
It's reasonable to say we need universal background checks, that we need red flag laws.
And I will tell you, when we get this done together, my friend.
And thank God that Peter Ducey from Fox News is allowed in the White House press corps, because then he can ask the chief White House propagandist, Karine Jean-Pierre, questions like this.
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like a Southern accent?
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, this is...
She was talking about unions in Detroit using one tone of voice.
Is this something that
same
you
line...
Okay, Peter,
that let's... she used the same line in Pittsburgh, and it sounded like she at least had some kind of a Southern drawl.
I mean, do you hear the question that you're... I mean, do you think Americans seriously think that this is an important question? They care... You know what they care about?
We care about authenticity. We care about somebody who actually says what they mean. We care about politicians who are total phonies. But hey, she's ready to lead our military, according to The Hill, written by Juan Williams, who I don't know if he still works for Fox News. He was like their token black liberal guy for many years. She's ready to lead, guys. The woman who led the charge to get President Trump banned from Twitter is ready to have the nuclear codes.
I frankly think that based on this and all we've seen him do before, including attacking members of Congress, that he frankly should be, his Twitter account should be suspended.
I think there is plenty of now evidence to suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm to other people. And so the privilege of
harm, hurting their feelings,
of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him.
And the rest of us need to have our speech regulated.
That there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
That was actually the point of social media, so that you could actually have a platform and then reach whoever wanted to listen to you. And someone that we all want to listen to, someone that we all miss, is thankfully coming back to CNN. Brian Stelter, and I'm not kidding you, has just been hired again by the Clown News Network. Sadly, little Brian was fired several years ago, but then, thankfully, he was allowed to volunteer for the network. And has made regular appearances over the last year or so. But now, he's not getting his show back, but he's being rehired as their chief media analyst. And so he will be making regular appearances on the network. And it's in his honor that you can save 20% off of any of my shirts at markdice.com this week by using the promo code TATER at the checkout. In case you haven't seen it, I launched a new Western-style Wanted for President Trumpomania shirt, classic fight, fight, fight shirt. Or any of my awesome designs are now 20% off for the rest of the week if you use the promo code TATER at the checkout. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.